That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. A few more ski season options opening up. The Loveland Ski Area at the Continental Divide on the east side of the Eisenhower Tunnel opens for 20 and 21 today. Like most of the state's resorts, things are a little unique this year. One key change, you won't be able to just walk up and buy a lift ticket. It'll have to be purchased in advance. Breckenridge is planning to open on Friday, but you'll need a reservation before heading to any of its five peaks. Colorado's COVID-19 figures continue to rise.
Hospitalizations indicating the most serious cases now list more than 1,100 people statewide getting treated for the virus. That's more than double where the state was only 2 weeks ago. Colorado added another 3,500-plus cases Monday and a record 3,890 on Tuesday. The current curve heading straight up has the state averaging 3,250 new cases a day now for the past week. 12.3% of Monday's COVID tests came back positive. The weekly average positivity has been steadily climbing since mid-September when it was about 2.5%. It's now 11.7%. I'm Jim Williams.
The El Paso County Jail in Colorado Springs is now home to the state's biggest coronavirus outbreak. A jail spokesperson compared it to wildfire that quickly spreads. 911 inmates there have now tested positive, 73% of the jail's entire population. The virus has also spread to 73 staff members. The sheriff's office saying two employees had to be hospitalized. That jail first reported an outbreak on the 26th of last month. The Dillon Ice Castles will be coming back to Summit County this winter, but the popular attraction will, of course, have some 2020 restrictions to keep everyone safe. The display will operate at reduced capacity compared to previous years. Face coverings will be required. Those ice castles are expected to open in late December. A firm opening date has not yet been announced. I'm Kristen Thoburn on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
With the holidays upon us, during an unprecedented year, there's never been a better time to be home, to focus on health and family, to reflect on the past and dream of the future. Family-owned American Financing is proud to serve the home loan needs of Coloradans for over 20 years. Start your custom loan by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Whoa! Look, it's Mr. Narwhal from Elf. And he's Santa.
There is so much Christmas at Gaylord Rockies. With 9 hours of activities, you'll have brunch with Charlie Brown and friends, craft at the gingerbread decorating corner, brave our exciting snow tubing plummet, glide across an outdoor ice rink, and step into scenes from your favorite Christmas films, like Elf, The Polar Express, and more, in our all-new I Love Christmas Movies exhibit. Discover it all at Christmas at GaylordRockies.com.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like my life was already over.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
At a certain age, like, they don't want you, you're troubled and stuff.
The clock is ticking for the more than 125,000 kids waiting to be adopted from foster care. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption prevent them from aging out without a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Conspiracy, right? No, government officials never have conspiracies. They never participate in conspiracies. It's only us lowly citizens that are found to participate in conspiracies, right? Conspiracy to commit this, to commit that. Well, wait a minute. What about Watergate? What about Abscam? Oh, there have been quite a few. What about the Lusitania? Oh, yes, and the evidence always comes out later. But then by then, everyone's forgotten about what happened, and they're just not really good students of history, are they? Welcome to Brain Cleavage. I'm Kara, and this is my show, Brain Cleavage, which happens every Wednesday during Open Forum on KHNC. Well, I want to start out today by wishing a happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans out there. I know there are many in the enlisting area. Some notables for me would be Commander Glenn Biddle of the Fake News Friday ship, and I don't know what branch. I'm not sure. It might have been Marines. Anyway, happy Veterans Day, Glenn. And he would call him Professor now, but he has some kind of title in the military, and I just didn't ever ask him what his title was. Want to say happy Veterans Day to Lee Turner Jr. of Tango Firearms Training and Mike Morris of Warriors Revolution and so many more other people out there that are associated with KHNC, including Joe's brother that we heard about in the last hour, as well as I'm a little prejudiced, but the one that's the most important to me is my own husband, Larry. Thank you for your service, Larry. We appreciate all of you guys and gals who have been veterans of the United States, and we thank you today for that service. Have a wonderful day. So without further ado, I don't know if any of you realized that we had an election on November 3rd. Did you hear? It's kind of died down since then, hasn't it? No, I'm just kidding. It really hasn't died down. But that's really basically all we've been hearing about. And I always like to bring on our loose correspondent, J.P. Sears, for his incisive commentary and analysis on matters, all matters that are relevant to our culture. So let's see what he has to say. Clip one, Maestro. It's not working for me. Hello, engineer. Could you? It's the ether. Dave in the ether. Could you please play clip one for us? Hello, Dave. Well, if we can't get Dave's attention, you know, he's always multitasking. We'll have to play that later then. I don't know. It's red one. We'll see if Jason can do anything. Jason walks on water, and we all know that here at KHNC. So let's see what Jason can make happen here. And it's potted down at the station. Maybe we need to check mic 3. I'm getting word that it's okay. If that helps. Jason's working on that. It's worth waiting for, I can say. It's definitely okay. Let's try it now. I'll try it again.
Can you hear me?
Hi. The election results are finally in after a bit of a stressful period, and I'm here to clarify any confusion or uncertainty you might still have about the results. It's just been announced Joe Biden has won the election. He's the least popular candidate in U.S. history, yet has somehow received the most amount of popular vote in U.S. history. Joe Biden will definitely be your next president of the United States. Unless something happens with the lawsuits that the Trump campaign has already filed in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, and Georgia alleging fraudulent vote counting. If there was fraud in the vote count and it's discovered in the recount, then if President Trump proves to have the deciding number of votes in truth, then he'll be awarded with the election win. However, if there was fraud in voting in these states and a recount is ordered, but the fraud was in illegal ballots being dropped off and not in the actual vote count, then a recount will result in the same fraudulent vote count, and Joe Biden will be your next president. But the Trump campaign's lawsuits are unlikely to be successful because providing provable factual evidence of voting fraud would be very difficult. So recounts might not even be granted in some states. It is worth noting, though, that Georgia's Secretary of State has already ordered a recount. Georgia's 16 electoral votes that originally went to Biden could be awarded to Trump, which would not change the election results because it still wouldn't give him the 270 votes that are necessary. So Joe Biden would continue to be your next president of the U.S. Unless, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court decides in the Pennsylvania case that sits in front of it that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that allowed late arriving ballots to be counted violated the U.S. Constitution. In that case, those votes would be thrown out. And if it's enough to swing it into Trump's favor, then Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes would be awarded to Trump.
You can do whatever you want.
And Biden would still win the election because those 20 votes still wouldn't be enough to give Trump the win. But they would be when combined with Georgia's 16 electoral votes if that recount lands in Trump's favor. But remember, only if highly controversial Nevada is overturned and given to Trump as well. But he wouldn't need Nevada if the wild card of Arizona that was called suspiciously early for Biden ends up going to him after all the votes are counted and recounted. Pretty straightforward, right? But of course, with today's election results being official, it doesn't mean they're certified. If the results aren't certified by the inauguration deadline in January, then Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi becomes president. However, it's very unlikely that the election results won't be certified by then. But then again, with all the lawsuits being filed by the Trump campaign, not to mention any countersuits filed by the Biden campaign, if any of the results are overturned, it's fair to say the election results stand a decent chance of not being certified by the deadline in January. And then Nancy Pelosi would indeed be the next president of the United States.
Oh, let's stop on that horrifying thought.
All said and done. After all the recounts are in.
That's just terrible. Thanks a lot, JP. We'll be back in a moment, everyone.
The Liberty Revolt is founded on strategies to engage in the culture war.
And to bring awareness to the threat of radical ideological subversion in the West, catch our weekly radio show on KHNC Sundays at noon.
LibertyRevoltMedia.com.
The roar of the Rockies.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699, located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. MaxCom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Boy, I just love that song, and every time I listen to that bump music when we come back from that first segment, it just gets me excited because it's so true. And I'm looking at a young man who's a good-looking guy sitting right next to me in the studio right now. He's not only good-looking, but he's really smart, and he's also a big-hearted person who does a lot to help other people. He's got a really successful business that helps people with their cleaning of gutters, doing window washing, painting, power washing. And he I think I like him the most because he walked away from the left side of the fence, the leftists, and we're going to talk about some of that today. Of course, I'm talking about Dylan. He likes to be called Bucky. Bucky. Should I call you Bucky? I just want to call you what you want to be
so
called.
So my name is Dylan Buck, but everybody seems to remember Bucky Dylan a little bit better. It's good to be with you this morning.
Thank you. It's good to have you here. Yeah. I'm looking forward to dissecting some things and analyze. You are a big thinker, and that's, of course, what Brain Cleavage is all about. It's about thinking, and we always have robust thinking here, never artificial
intelligence,
never. Thank right. you. You got it. So we just heard from JP, and, you know, he makes fun of things, but he always has the truth underlying what he's saying. His sarcasm is really powerful. And, I mean, this election is probably the biggest – I can't say those two words together – the biggest cluster in history, potentially. One of the biggest, anyway. And it is definitely evidence of the culture war that is raging in the United States. So, Dylan Buck. I'm going to call you Dylan because that's what's natural to me. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Dylan, you spent time in China. You know the history of China. You know the history of Mao Zedong. You know the effect it had in China because you have viewed it up close and personal. And you know what's happening in the United States. You see through it. That's really more important, in my opinion, than the actual election tallies and the actual outcome of the election is what's behind the election, I think. That's what I want to talk with you about today. All right?
Yeah, it's interesting because recently in Chinese media, they've been celebrating Joe Biden. So they think that Joe Biden has been in office, obviously, for 47 years, and that he has in part helped facilitate the hollowing out of the United States manufacturing base and thus the economic rise of China and has helped made China self-sufficient. And another thing is they don't think he has the mental wherewithal to stand up to China, mm-hmm. nor does he have the guts.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's all about destruction. Mao
right.
destroyed China. That was what his cultural revolution was all about. That's what it always is about. So they were successful in destroying and wiping out all the centuries of history and culture from China so that a new regime could take over, a dictatorial regime. And Mao talked. He even called himself a dictator. The people's dictator or something. That's like so many levels of contradiction. And now they would love to see the same thing happen in the United States.
Right. It's interesting because he actually spoke in terms of it wasn't the destruction of China's history. He spoke in terms of unifying it. And you see the left doing the same exact thing. Now they're pulling out all the talk about we need to unify, you need to heal. Well, I think they have a different, just like Mao, they have a very different idea of what unifying means.
Oh, definitely. And like the left always does, it's an evil thing. Those who are truly on the left are most of the time they're God-denying. So they don't believe in God. They say they believe in science, but that's a lie too. Because if they believed in science, they would realize science is the continuous exploration to search out truth. It's never settled completely. And they would apply science and fact to their policies. But we see that that's not what they're doing in the United States with regard to masks and or even reporting the numbers of people who have died supposedly from COVID, Kamala Harris saying 220 million people had died in the last few months in the United States. That wasn't an accident because Biden said the same thing. So they call things words that don't mean what they really mean in order to confuse the situation and to play upon the, let's just say, the gullibility of those that they're trying to manipulate.
Oh, absolutely. Science is only science from their perspective if it reinforces their agenda.
Yeah, exactly. So I am very intrigued by all of that and all of what's happening with regard to that in our nation. And there's really what I want to talk about. I did this last week, but I want to do it again and keep layering down is to talk about values, because values are really important. And before we jump into that also, Dylan, we have some new radio programs on KHNC on the weekends. Remember when I was telling everybody about you guys and your new show and they should be listening on Sunday at 1 o'clock? Well, you guys are still fairly new, but now you're kind of also established and you're doing a great job. We've got two new radio shows on the weekend that I'm involved with in terms of, you know, knowing the people and kind of selling them on the idea of having a show. One of them is a gentleman from Wyoming who is a voluntarist whose name is Shepherd, and he has his own show now on Saturday nights at 6 p.m., and it's called Let's Think. Now, he talks a lot about values, principles, philosophical arguments, morality. I think that's really, really relevant in our current political climate. So catch Shepherd's show, Let's Think, on Saturdays at 6, and then at 7 p.m., on Saturday night. There's also another new show. It's called Administrative Static. And that one is done by the New Civil Liberties Alliance in Washington, D.C., which is a not-for-profit legal foundation that files suits against the government and against especially administrative agencies for overreach. It's a really interesting program. So I wanted to get, you know, everybody aware of those two new programs. Dylan, did you happen to catch either one of them yet?
I've seen them on the website, but I haven't listened to the shows yet. But it definitely sounds interesting. One thing that I really like is the diversity of shows that we have here on KHNC. You know, it's not like a lot of the big news networks where you hear the same talking points and the same strategy in every show. Here at KHNC, the reason our listeners listen so much longer is because every show has a very unique perspective and approach, and not necessarily all of our shows even align politically, but we have shows that really focus on history and philosophy and military strategy. We have shows that focus on the monetary system. We have shows that focus on the culture war, and we have shows that focus on the intellectual side of politics. And so it's really interesting to check out all these different shows and hear, you know, first we'll have Terry's views on the news, and he'll really break down what's going on in modern day politics and the trending news, and then turn on the next hour show is something totally different. So you got a lot of diversity in what you're hearing from this station, and I think the weekend shows are going to be really exciting to see which ones stick around and which ones blossom into something more permanent.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think that's the value of an independent, which is almost becoming something of the past or almost extinct, but which we still have in this station, and a station that is committed to certain values, constitutionally founded values like freedom of expression. You know,
right.
We all can have our own opinion. We can disagree. In fact, it makes good radio if we do disagree.
That's the whole point in free speech, is to say things that others might not like.
Exactly. And if you're always all saying the same thing or always agreeing on things, you're certainly not being challenged. Your brain isn't being stimulated. So you're actually probably killing brain cells if you're just, in a groupthink situation, right?
Yeah.
And of course, that's what Chairman Mao, you know, was able to bring about. World War II era, and that's what Chairman Xi, Emperor Xi, whatever he wants to be called, is doing to his people now. And this is what we will have. I think we've got a good start on it already because there's so many people, such a large percentage of our population that doesn't hold to the values that even the one we just mentioned, freedom of speech.
Right.
And I'm intrigued by that. So I want you, as especially a younger person than I am, to help, if you can, let's see if we can try to sort of understand how that can happen. How can it happen in our nation? So I would like, here's what I'd like to propose to you, Dylan. I want to see if we can come up with a list of just three, only three, but we can talk about more. But at the end of the discussion, if three things would emerge as values that we think should be universal, and no matter where you are, even outside the United States, we think that a rational person should see the value of holding these three top values. So I'm going to see if we can do that sort of spontaneously here. And I'm going to start by throwing out the first value. And these are in no particular order. The ones that I've got prepared may end up not making the final three. But my first one I want to throw out is the value of property rights. I believe in property rights. And in this certain climate, I get the impression, there's lots of evidence that there are lots of people who don't believe that. Can you think of some examples?
Well, I mean, for one example, and this is what's going on in the culture with young people, is part of property rights I would consider is you own your own work, you own your own labor, and you own your own body. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what the left is trying to do right now is not treat people as individuals and not treat people's labor as individual labor, but to say that you are part of a group and that your work should then be shared with the broader society, that they need to tax you because everything you do needs to be in service of their, for lack of a better term, communist kind of ideology.
Communal, communist.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, even part of private property is the reason that I can't walk up to say there's a woman on the street who's, you know, maybe she needs medical attention and, you know, she's homeless, she's really struggling. It's not okay for me to rob somebody so that I can go give her money, right?
Now, some people would say
it is. That's a violation of private property, but the government does that all the time, mm-hmm. right? They rob hardworking citizens and give money to people who maybe are down on their luck or maybe are just not self-sufficient by their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a violation of private property because I'm not saying we shouldn't take care of people. Obviously, if you see someone needs help, it's a moral duty to try to help that person. But to then vote for the government to put a gun to someone's head and rob them mm-hmm. to take care of someone just because, you know, you think that's right. Well, if you think it's right, just do it. All these leftists that say we need to raise taxes so we can implement all these fancy programs and blah, 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 blah. Most of them are wealthy people. These celebrities and these wealthy entities that you hear saying that could just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't because they want to force that on everyone. They want to force their value system on the rest of society.
And in fact, when you get some of the detail of the evidence of what those same people do in their private lives with their private choices, you find out that the ones who are on the left give far less of their personal wealth.
Right.
But voluntarily, whereas those who are on the right give far more voluntarily. So it's a matter – I mean, that's part of a reflection of their difference in their worldview, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Some people,
I think conservatives give charity at four times the rate as atheist conservative Christians give charity at four times the rate of atheist leftists.
Mm-hmm. And if you do think it's okay to take some of what someone else has, like, you know, you gave the example of taxes. But I mean, just in general, if you have that philosophy, like the Robin Hood philosophy, who is to decide which people have to give more and which ones don't? How do you, what's the objective truth behind the system that decides who deserves to keep what they have or who has to give more of what they have away? To me, that's a moral imperative right there. There's no objectivity.
Who decides? That's a big problem.
Yes. Because let's say you today will say, I think it's great if we have socialism and higher taxes because I can't get ahead. Well, then what if you work really hard and then 10 years from now you're making a lot of money, but you're not happy with how much of it's being taken to give to other people? Too bad, right? And who is the, you know, really it's going to be those who are in power who are going to be deciding that. It's going to be kind of a rule of the mob. Whoever is controlling Congress, you know, whoever can manipulate the, who can demagogue the public.
Right. And one of the big issues you see on the left is there's not a realistic endpoint in their ideology. There's not tremendous limiting factors. Like conservatives, they know what they want. Right. And they've laid it out exactly. The reason you see all these liberal politicians moving further and further left every single election cycle is there's no limiting principles. Right. They're always shifting the goalposts. Mm-hmm. And that goes for who they want to tax. Mm-hmm. And it won't just be who they want to tax because that won't be enough. They mm-hmm. can't pay for their programs for that. Pretty soon it'll be, well, we need to tax people based on race or mm-hmm. we need to give tax benefits to people based on race. And then they'll start breaking it down. OK, well, that's not enough. Now we need to start taxing people based on gender. Right. So there's never a limiting principle. And that's what's so scary about the left. And that's why it almost always even these good hearted liberals, they open the door to the full blown communist totalitarians on their own side. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have they don't have an end game. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I know what a conservative government looks like. It's laid out in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Right. That's it. The government exists to protect national security and protect your rights and to facilitate some communal efforts like police and firefighting. And then that's just a local thing, right? They want to do away with federalism too. They want everything to be a government mandate.
Well, okay. So another example of people who don't seem to believe in property rights are those who are burning down police stations, who are destroying police vehicles and personal property, personal vehicles, personal housing, and who are also attacking other people. But we're talking about property for now. So they are out there thinking that they have the right, I guess, to do that. And I'm just wondering, how can they be doing that and not thinking that someone would have the same right to destroy their property? Then you know they have to admit that if they were to be rational, and how do they then at the same time say that we want peace and justice? Everything they're doing contradicts peace and justice, and they want equality as well. The only true equality is equality of all people, all humanity. Everybody is equal, and everybody has a right to own property, to own the fruits of their labor, and everybody has a right to say, you know, to not be harmed, and everybody will be judged by an objective law, equality under the law. So there's such contradiction between what these people are saying and doing, and I was trying to figure out what are their values, but the problem is they don't have any values, they don't have any principles. They're, one of the things that they live by is a communist principle, a Marxist principle, which is a terrible principle, which is that the ends, whatever those ends are at any given time and whoever gets to set them, those justify any means. Any means are just. So when Mao was taking over and killing millions of people in China, he was saying whatever we have to do to get rid of the old and bring in the new, it's okay. And that's a really dangerous standard to set for any nation. And there are a lot of kids especially, but also college professors and other people in our nation now who seem to be accepting of that. And really, they can't do that with intellectual honesty. The truth is they just want to destroy our nation because they don't believe in what we have.
Right. They're really operating from a framework of a utopian worldview. And they believe that they can achieve this post-racial perfect society on Earth. And all of their policies are meant to move humanity towards this utopia. Well, if they see themselves as the bringers of heaven on Earth, as the army of the angels, what does that make anyone who disagrees with them? That makes them the army of Satan.
And makes them the enemy.
That's why they treat people with such disdain, and that's why they're willing to cross any moral boundary mm-hmm. to get what they want. Mm-hmm. Because they don't think that your a good patriotic American, they think you're a bad person.
What I'm not sure I understand, though, is how do they expect that to hold up with them being on one side and those that they vilify being on the other? I think it's because they're so controlled by, you know, social media and certain, I used the word a minute ago, demagogues. You know, I'm sorry, but I think Biden and Kamala Harris are demagogues.
Bernie Sanders.
And Bernie Sanders was, and Hillary Clinton is. These are people who will say anything. OAC, they will say anything that they think will resonate on an emotional or knee-jerk level with rebellious people and make them feel like they're going to get something out of it. But, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, Dylan. In China, that happened as well. But once the new regime was firmly in place, did those people get what they thought they would get? The ones that were part of the rebellion during the cultural cleansing?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, most of the ones who were effective at manufacturing that revolution were then done away with because they didn't want effective revolutionaries still hanging around.
So first they train you how to be a revolutionary in their community organizing things. They teach you how to be rebellious and go out, and they pay you in some cases to get on buses and go places far away from where you live to attack the police and other things in those communities. And then once they take power, they see you as a threat because they've already trained you to be a guerrilla, to be involved in guerrilla warfare against whoever's in power.
Right.
And you've just given away the whole legal system. You got rid of the police, so there's nobody to protect you anymore.
Relinquished your firearms.
You want to get rid of the guns, so now you can't even protect yourself. And then you don't have a good court system. That becomes overtaken by those who are corrupt, those who believe that the ends justify the means, those who say that they support science, but they take tenure away from professors who want to do real research and have an open mind about things and haven't already decided that, you know, the political winds are going to dictate what they believe and what they study. And then these people are they're enemies of the state at that point, and there's actually no foundation left for any justice or peace or rule of law or anything. Actually, they had equality. Our Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, and of course that means men and women, are created equal, and that among these are life, these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So we have equality, but they're willing to throw it away for what? I mean, that it's just so irrational, it's hard for me to even wrap my mind around it.
Well, again, they're consumed with a utopian worldview.
Where do they see any evidence of the utopia? Where?
It's never existed.
And it never will.
That's the problem. And that's why it's so hard to dissuade them of it, because it's all based on this imaginary, what could be, imagine all the people. Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, at the foundation of the constrained visions, which is kind of what I use as the moral and philosophical foundations of the left and the right. You have the unconstrained vision, which is the left. They don't believe in a set human nature. They don't believe in constraints on the government. They believe in implementing all this. And then you have the constrained vision, which I would say is closer aligned with the conservative philosophy. And that basically means there's certain susceptibilities in our human nature that we can't undo. And so we need to limit the government. We need to limit people's power over each other. We need to have tolerance for other people's freedoms, mm-hmm. and let people make their own decision, because if you put any person in charge, they're going to be corrupted mm-hmm. by that.
It's really hard, though, for people who are not thinking this through and who are just really rebellious to imagine themselves in a society in which all the guarantees and the stability that we have now would not be there. I think that they project themselves into the utopia, as you mentioned, and they discount the fact that what this country would look like and what it would be like to live here would be much more like maybe a war-torn Rwanda rather than the good old, you know, peaceful United States of America in the future if they do take it over. And then another thing I would like to point out is that we have to recognize, I think, also to be responsible, that there are some reasons that we now see that a lot of our young people are susceptible to this situation of rebellion. And I think that legitimately there are problems in our system that are pushing them to not believe in it anymore. And we should be honest about what those problems are. You know, a lack of honesty in Congress, corruption in Congress, lobbying and money driving everything, that everybody should be concerned about, and we are, but it's really hard to turn it around. But, I mean, lots of young people that I've talked to have just said they don't believe in the system at all, and they think that the two-party thing is ridiculous, and I kind of agree with that. I mean, we used to – when I was in grade school, it was – we were still taught how great America is and how evil the Soviet Empire was, and we were told, well, they go vote. They get to vote, but there's only one person on the ballot, so that's really horrible. And I'm thinking, yeah, that is horrible, but – isn't it also kind of horrible that it's really only two on our ballot and everybody else is, you know, put at a disadvantage, not even on the debate stage when it's time, you know, during the election time? If nothing else, I'd like to hear the third party candidates and what they have to say, because I think it would be stimulating and productive to the country.
Right. You know, I think there's a lot of things we could do as far as electoral reform that would help, quote, drain the swamp. And I think ranked voting is one of those things. Unless you have some form of ranked voting, almost any democratic process is going to devolve into two parties waging demagoguery and smear campaigns against each other. And only by implementing some form of ranked choice voting where you want to be the second place candidate. So you want to appeal to all Americans, right? One of the great things about ranked choice voting is it gets away from that voting for the lesser of two evils dichotomy that naturally diminishes any third party. And then as we've seen, the two parties have become dominated by the same lobbying interests on both sides.
Well, another way to improve that situation is still we'd have a ways to go because third parties are so weak. But election reform could demand certain things like that the third party candidates are going to be heard. And another thing you can do is institute runoff elections. So if they get to a certain threshold, it's not like, oh, the third party just spoiled the election for one of the main party candidates. But you can then have a runoff election, which I think is a good thing to do, especially at the state level. But it could be done at the national as well. Interesting thoughts. Well, I'm talking with Dylan Buck from the Liberty Revolt. This is Kara with Brain Cleavage. And we're talking about values and culture and elections. And we'll continue on when we come back.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry Cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
My name is Dwayne Brothwell. Listen to my show, Mystery Babylon, every Sunday at 11 a.m. I will show you how the birth certificate image of the beast binds you to Babylon the Bank for the debt money we use to buy and sell with. That's every Sunday, 11 a.m.
We don't need no thought control.
This is Kara. We're back with Brain Cleavage. I'm talking to Dylan Buck today, and I hear that we have a caller that would like to chime in named Scott. Scott, welcome to Brain Cleavage. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead, Scott. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to make a couple comments regarding the need for alternative parties. 25 years ago, I left the Republican Party because I saw the Democrats turning into the Communist Party, the Republicans turning into the Socialist Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined the Constitution Party because we need our Constitution and we need to uphold our liberty. Mm-hmm. And both of these mainstream parties don't do that.
Mm. Good point. Very good point. Did you have another one?
And I don't. Have you ever seen a website called The New American?
Yes. Isn't that a magazine?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, twice a year, they create the Freedom Index, which grades all of our politicians regarding constitutional matters and how they vote in upholding the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Weld County, we had Cory Gardner as a supposed member of the right-wing party.
Republican?
This last year, his rating on voting and upholding the Constitution was 20%.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's pretty low, isn't
it?
Lower than you would want.
Absolutely. And yeah. It's like, you know, why would anybody support somebody who says that, you know, he's constitutional when his voting record is 20%.
Those are both really good points, Scott. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts with us. And I think we've got sort of not that much time left, and I think Dylan and I will do some commenting about what you brought up. So thank you for your call today, and keep up the good work.
Well, y'all have a blessed day. God bless.
You too, Scott. Thanks. So I think those were good points. And Dylan, you know, it really segues from what we were just talking about. If we would focus less on political parties and less on donations to political parties and less on pay for play and all of that, and more on the citizens of the United States uniting for the principles that we believe in together, then we would have a much more successful political process.
Right. And a big problem of that is the domination of cultural narratives by the mainstream media, which is really, you know, the media was founded to be the communication branches of the political parties.
The fourth estate.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think if Trump has done anything well, one of the best things he's done is destroy the credibility of the mainstream media.
Oh, no. They destroyed their own credibility. He just pointed it out.
Right. He helped. The mask would occasionally slip off, but he just grabbed it and pulled it right off.
Yep, he did.
And it has really helped foster the development of independent media such as ourselves. And I think that'll be a great thing for this country.
I agree. That's for sure.
The second value that I think should be at our top three values is free speech.
Absolutely.
And when you have big tech and big media conglomerates and a consortium of all these other media entities that work in tangent with each other to suppress ideas and to suppress opposition to their dominance, you know, that's one of the biggest issues, because if the vast majority of the country only gets their information from these couple different media entities and it's all biased in one direction, well, that's a big problem.
It is. And freedom of speech has, you know, it's a double-edged sword. There are, you know, hazards, but they're worth having. Because when you start shutting down anyone's speech, then you open the door to dictatorship, to those who have the power to just control what is in the public domain and what can be heard. And we're really dangerously close to that happening, you know. I mean, it's already happening, and it cannot continue to go that way. And there's a lot of talk about election reform with, you know, Facebook, you know, vetting their ads. That's crap, because they were vetting some of the election literature that went out in Denver, as an example. And they said somebody was suppressing the voters, voter suppression, just based on a flyer that was given out at a high-density housing place, like a public, you know, it was either apartments or trailer park. And it was just, you know what? That's free speech. The elections are there to persuade people. And there are lots of promises that are made. Not all of them are kept. You can't restrict the free speech of people, even though sometimes it causes problems. Buyer beware. And it's also very, I think, insulting to the intelligence of the public to say, oh, well, somebody has to protect you from the speech of other people. Well, that means that by the same token, they're going to take away your free speech rights. It's all wrong. In my opinion, there should be really extreme limits, like what the Supreme Court said that they would place on speech. Very extreme. Can't yell fire in a crowded building because it would kill people. You know, that kind of thing. But our Constitution gives almost limitless freedom to expression. Right. I think that's best.
The solution to offensive speech is more speech.
Absolutely, because then the truth will win out. People will say, you know, I don't want to hear that. That's really vulgar, and they'll tune out on that, you know?
Right. Well, and a big problem with deeming things hate speech and banning them is that you don't get rid of it. You just drive it underground where it goes unchallenged in echo chambers.
That's right.
You give it this glossy appeal of being the counterculture.
That's right. And then people want what they can't have, and it becomes appealing. So I agree. Now, I've got Dave in the ether. He's going to join us for the last few minutes here. He's got a clip that's really telling, that something Joe Biden said. I could believe it. So, Dave, if you're listening right at the moment, lay that on us.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Does he mean an organization to prevent voter fraud? Did he misspeak? Or is he really taking credit for having...
Freudian slip.
I'm not sure. I don't have the context, but very interesting. Dave, stay with us through the break, and join Dylan and I when we come back for the last segment on Brain Cleavage today. We're talking on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, everyone. This is Leah. Join me Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Leah Live, right here on 1360 KHNC. I'll look forward to it.
Hey, folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. This is Terry V. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. to my new show, Terry's Views of the News. The show is about current politics. It's a hard-hitting, truth-seeking, conservative view show. So tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Well, welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Today I've been talking with my guest, Dylan. Dylan Buck, and man, we're talking about the Cultural Revolution in the United States. It is underway. It's been underway for a long time. It's going to continue for a while. I just hope we can put it down. And then our friend Etheric Dave just shared a clip from something that I call him Bin Laden said, and I don't know the context of it. Dave, do you have any further detail about that?
Oh, they were just talking about the election and stuff like that. I have to get the whole clip. You know, it's just a bit longer on that, but that's a soundbite that we were talking about yesterday on Open Forum.
Yeah.
Well, and we will have more information on that, you know, coming up on Monday, I'm quite sure.
Okay, good.
On that.
And we always, well, I do anyway, speaking for myself, I want to always be responsible and be sure that I'm not misrepresenting something, and that's why I ask. So, interesting, but not going to read too much into it here.
We're not saying that he was talking about the voter fraud. We just gave you what he said,
right.
And it's going to be up to the listener to make up their mind on what they think that was all about.
You have your own show, and I have mine, and I would have a different standard for me. I would search it out first and only play that which I think is responsible. You can play a little clip and then tell the listener to go ahead and make up their own mind, and that's fine for you. I'm just saying, you know, what my standard would be as a show host. But let's go on to something else, because I want you to be the one to pick the third value on our list of universal values today. I know that's really putting you on the spot, but I bet you can do it.
Well, I've got a couple. I can go through this real quick. I think the number one is truth.
Ah, good.
All these lies is what's causing all this and enabling all this stuff. And the other two on that is don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. There you go.
Tell the truth, don't hurt people, and don't take their stuff. I like that. I think everybody should be able to agree that those are three things that we should all, you know, think are right. I that's perfect. To me, what do you think, Dylan?
Sure.
Close enough, anyway.
Close enough.
I mean, I agree. I think honesty is really important. Otherwise, you know, you're going to say, well, you know, it's okay as long as I don't get caught. Well, is that how you want other people to live? Is that the society you'd want to live in? It's kind of like Bill Clinton. Yeah. Bill Clinton was sorry, but he was only sorry he got caught.
Exactly.
And now we have a bunch of, you know, what I call institutional government gaslighters. You know, gaslighting is like when a woman comes home to get something she forgot at home, and she walks into the bedroom to get it, and her husband's there, and there's another woman in bed with him. And he looks at his wife, and he says, I don't know this woman. I don't know where she came from. I just came home to take a nap. I woke up when you made this noise over here, and I just saw her. That's when the truth is staring you right in the face, and you lie about it anyway. It's what happens all the time in politics now, and I'm pretty sick of it.
I am too.
Yeah, I've had it. What is? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
So
what she said.
So we're talking about things. We're expressing our free speech. We're, you know, trying to have some critical thinking going on, and we really appreciate the opportunity to do that on this radio station and in this nation. And honestly, we don't know how much longer that will be. You know, we'll be able to do that without other infringements. If Biden gets elected, I think we can look for much more to happen that will try to offend our freedoms. So we just got to be ready. Thank you so much.
The fat lady hadn't sung on that yet. Yeah. We got to get through the Electoral College thing, and then January 6th, we'll really know what's going on.
Yep, you're right. We all know that. That's true. So, Dylan, thank you for being in the saddle here with me today. And thank you, Etheric Dave, for chiming in and getting some interesting clips ready for us. And, You know, we're all just going to keep doing what we do. And my job anyway is to try to just encourage people to wake up, to be stimulated to think, and to exercise their own freedoms, because freedoms are precious. Thank you all of you veterans out there in KHNC listening area and beyond. And we just really, really appreciate all the veterans as well as all of our listeners. Thanks for being with us today. And Lord willing, we'll be back here again next week. Thank you for joining us on Brain Cleavage today.
1360 KHNC.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089. Or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. COVID-19 numbers continue their upward climb. More than 1,100 people in the state are now being treated for the virus in hospitals. There were more than 3,800 new COVID cases in Colorado yesterday, and the weekly average positivity rate is now at 11.7%. A major COVID outbreak being reported at the El Paso County Jail, where 984 positive cases have been reported, making that one of the biggest outbreaks in the state since the pandemic started. Some Colorado researchers are working on a non-vaccine answer to COVID-19. It's currently being tested on COVID patients and their relatives in the state right now.
Doctors are looking for some help to find out whether the Regeneron Company's experimental antibody treatment might work for those who don't yet have the virus. The antibody cocktail was notably given to President Trump during his brief hospital stay last month, but UC Health is also part of a nationwide study that asks whether it can prevent someone catching COVID in the first place. The Colorado research team looking for people living with someone who's just tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 4 days. The doctors say it could be a good option for those at highest risk of complications, or it could help someone who doesn't respond to a vaccine once that becomes available. To sign up to take part in that study, call 720-335-5205 or email the research team at cucovidantibodystudy@gmail.com. I'm Jim Williams.
It's Veterans Day today, and the Department of the Interior has a nicer-than-usual gift for veterans and Gold Star families. Usually, there's one.